This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original stories and ideas of the American West.
Today we're reading a reflection from Stephanie Land, whose stories about the new and often unspoken challenges of being a single mother have been featured in the New York Times, the Huffington Post, and the Washington Post, among others.
Since the fourth grade, Land wanted to be a professional writer. She recalls that journey filled with determination, as well as mistakes. She writes,
"For two decades, I wrote horrible poems. I believed in soulmates. I devoured books. I drank too many jugs of wine. I sowed my wild oats. In living a life I thought was worthy of writing about, I wasn't what you'd call a responsible person. I got married and divorced in quick succession. I found out I was pregnant. Things fall into line fast when you are suddenly solely responsible for raising another human. I had no idea what I was supposed to be, but I knew I never wanted to look back on my life and say, I wanted to be a writer. I fought for years in pursuit of my dream. I still made mistakes. I made them daily. I moved us to Missoula. I graduated college. Today, I sit at my desk off the kitchen of our small apartment, nestled between these mountains, working from home as a writer and raising my daughters. I think about that fourth grader I was, deciding on a sort of dream job with determination, but not much knowledge of how to get there. But somehow, we did."
Land pairs her thoughts with a poem by W.S. Merwin, who was awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Poetry in 1971.
Land selected this poem because of one potent line: "I needed my mistakes in their own order to get me here." Like Land, Merwin recognizes the need to love life today, even your daily mistakes. He writes,
"Wild oats. Watching the first sunlight touch the tops of the palms, what could I ask? All the beads have gone from the old string, and the string does not miss them. The daughters of my memory never pronounce their own names. In the language of heaven, the angel said, go make your own garden. I dream I am here in the morning, and the dream is its own time. Looking into the old well, I see my own face, then another behind it. There I am, morning clouds in the east wind. No one is in the garden. The autumn daisies have the day to themselves. All night in the dark valley, the sound of rain arriving from another time. September, when the wind drops, and to us it seems that the days are waiting. I needed my mistakes in their own order to get me here. Here is the full moon bringing us silence. I call that singing bird my friend, though I know nothing else about him, and he does not know I exist. What is it that I keep forgetting? Now I have lost it again, right here. I have to keep telling myself why I am going away again. I do not seem to listen. In my youth, I believed in somewhere else. I put faith in travel. Now I am becoming my own tree."
A poem by W.S. Merwin.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Osteen, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana and Radius Gallery, a contemporary fine arts gallery in Missoula, Montana.
All of our episodes are available at reflectionswest.org.